November 29, 1944 was the night Cy Brenner was killed in action in southern France. At least that's what many eyewitnesses reported. However, his survival simply meant he was about to endure a long tenure in a POW camp. His story is this edition of The American Countryside.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Hey y'all, I'm Kelly Clarkson. Every American dreams of creating a better life for his or her family, but in some communities, those dreams face difficult challenges. When we come together to help those in need get the same opportunities as everyone else, we truly are making our country a better place to live for all of us. So look for volunteer opportunities in your community to help others achieve the American dream, all right? This message is courtesy of the United States Air Force.
It was the night of November 29, 1944. Cy Brenner and another soldier were in southern France fighting the Germans when they discovered they'd entered a clearing where six enemy tanks were sitting. They ran to hide.
As we were running toward that farmhouse, I looked over my right shoulder and I saw the 88 on the tank swivel and I saw a flash.
After the war, Cy learned other U.S. troops saw the incident from afar since they saw his body fly into the air.
When I regained consciousness, there was a German with an American 45 on my nose and another one kicking me, yelling, "Raus! Raus!" And the man lying next to me said, "I broke your dog tags in half so they wouldn't know that you were Jewish, and I buried it in the snow."
Cy says he doesn't know who the other American soldier was, but he probably saved him from being killed. He was grouped with other prisoners of war and taken to a camp.
On that March, I arrived in Stalag 5A. It took 13 days to get there from the day I got hit. It was 13 days. We had no food and no water. We ate snow.
Conditions at the POW camp were bleak. He remembers his daily food rations.
In the morning, they had what they called a cup of ersatz coffee and a slice of black bread, which had sawdust in it. For lunch, we had no lunch. For dinner was boiled grass, and that was our meal.
More next time with Cy Brenner as we travel the countryside in San Diego, California. I'm Andrew McCrae.